This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use I statements instead of accusations to maintain emotional control in arguments. Turn reactive blame into calm, clear language that actually resolves conflict. In short, I statements' emotional control is not a soft skill. It is a discipline that keeps you functional when your instinct is to attack. Without it, accusations take over, the other person shuts down, and nothing gets resolved. Replace you always with I feel to stop the defensive spiral before it starts. Prepare your I statement before high-stakes conversations, not during them. The goal is not to suppress your emotion, but to express it without handing the other person a reason to fight back. Definition: I statements emotional control is the practice of expressing your feelings and needs in conflict using first-person language rather than accusatory statements, so you stay regulated, the other person stays open, and the conversation moves towards resolution instead of escalation. There's a conversation I have replayed in my head for 30 years. I was in my early 30s, and a colleague had missed a deadline that cost our team a significant contract. When he walked into the room, I did not pause. I said, "You never take this seriously. You do not care about anyone but yourself." He shut down completely. The meeting ended with nothing resolved, a damaged relationship, and my own hand shaking with adrenaline. I had every legitimate grievance, and I had expressed not one of them in a way that could be heard. That is the problem with accusations in conflict. They feel righteous in the moment. They feel like truth-telling, but they trigger a defensive wall in the other person, and the moment that wall goes up, the real concern gets buried under argument about the argument. Maintaining emotional control in that moment is not about being passive. It is about staying precise enough to actually be heard. The tool for that is I statement, and most people use it badly, or not at all, because nobody ever handed them a working process for it. By the end of this article, you'll have that process. Why accusatory language feels impossible to stop in the moment. The reason I statements are so hard to produce under pressure has nothing to do with intelligence or intention. When you feel wronged, your nervous system reads the situation as a threat. Your thinking brain steps back and your reactive brain steps forward. That is not weakness. That is biology. The problem is that accusatory language lives right at the surface of that reactive state. You always, you never, you don't care. These phrases come out fast because they are already loaded and ready. I statements require a fraction more thought, and in a flooded emotional state, that fraction feels impossible. Understanding this is the first step, because it tells you the real task. You're not just learning a communication technique. You're building a habit robust enough to survive the moment your emotions spike. If you've ever sat through a conflict resolution workshop, heard the phrase "just use I statements," and then completely forgotten it the next time someone challenged you in a meeting, you're not alone. The gap between knowing and doing under pressure is the real obstacle here. This is something I explore in depth in Say It Right Every Time, which gives you word-for-word scripts for exactly these situations, because knowing the principle is not enough when your pulse is at 120. What you need to have in place before you start. Before any step-by-step process is useful, two things need to be true. First, you need to know your own trigger pattern. Every person has a particular type of behavior that most reliably sends them from calm to reactive. For some people, it is being interrupted. For others, it is feeling dismissed or blamed publicly or having their competence questioned. If you do not know what lights your fuse, you cannot prepare for it. Spend 5 minutes this week writing down the last three arguments where you said something you regretted. Look for the pattern in what preceded your worst moment. Second, you need a one-breath rule before you speak in conflict. This sounds small. It is not. One conscious breath before you respond gives your prefrontal cortex time to re-engage. Without it, you are speaking from your reactive state before you have even decided to. These two preconditions, knowing your triggers and building a pause reflex, are the ground the whole process grows from. Without them, the steps below will help you in theory, but fail you in practice. Understanding what happens in your brain during conflict is worth your time before any conversation method will fully land. The six-step process for using I statements to maintain emotional control. Step 1. Identify the emotion before you open your mouth. Do not start with the other person. Start with yourself. Ask, what am I actually feeling right now? Not what do I think about what they did. What emotion is running through your body? Frustrated, humiliated, overlooked, frightened. Name it with a single word. This act of labeling your emotion reduces its intensity and gives you something real to work with. It also prevents you from confusing your interpretation of events with a feeling, which is the most common mistake in I statement construction. Step 2. Identify the specific behavior, not the character. The accusation you never listen is a character judgment. It is a verdict on who the other person is. The I statement process requires you to strip that back to the specific, observable behavior that happened. Not you don't respect me, but you checked your phone twice while I was speaking. One is an attack on a person. The other is a description of an action. You can address an action. You cannot resolve an attack without a fight. Step 3. Build the I statement using this structure. The structure is, I feel emotion when specific behavior, because the impact on you. That is it. Three components. Here is what it sounds like in practice. Instead of, you always dump work on me at the last minute, and then act like it is my problem. Dry. I feel overwhelmed when I receive changes the day before a deadline, because I cannot do my best work in that window, and it affects what I can deliver for the whole team. The first version accuses. The second version informs. The first version invites a counterattack. The second version opens a door. Step 4. Say it once, then stop and listen. This is where most people unravel their own I statement. They deliver it, and then keep talking, adding qualifiers, adding more complaints, softening it until the point is lost, or hardening it until it becomes an accusation after all. Say your I statement. Stop. Wait. The pause is doing work. It gives the other person space to respond without feeling cornered. If you fill that space, you remove it. Emotional intelligence in these moments means knowing when your job is to listen, not to keep explaining. Step 5. Acknowledge what you hear before you continue. When the other person responds, your task is to demonstrate that you have actually registered their words before you say anything further. A single sentence is enough. I hear that you are working under your own pressure or that makes sense. I did not know that had happened on your end. This is not capitulation. It is a signal that the conversation is a dialogue, not a prosecution. It keeps the other person's defenses down long enough for real communication to happen. When teams build this habit consistently, it lays the groundwork for the kind of psychological safety that makes honest communication sustainable, not just possible in a single good moment. Step 6. Move toward what you need, not what they did wrong. After you've stated your feeling, named the behavior, and acknowledged their response, shift the conversation toward what would help. What I need going forward is a 48-hour notice when timelines change. This is where I statements become genuinely productive. You are no longer relitigating the past. You are building a workable future. This step is the one most people skip, and it is the step that determines whether the conversation actually resolves anything. Using this process when emotions are running high. The steps above work in most professional conflicts, but there are situations where the emotional charge is so intense that even a well-prepared I statement collapses the moment you open your mouth. In those situations, write your I statement before you walk into the room. Literally write it down. I feel sidelined when my input is excluded from decisions that affect my team's workload, because it makes it impossible for me to plan effectively. Read it aloud at least twice. This is not theatre. This is how you move a sentence from your conscious mind into your muscle memory. When the conversation gets difficult and your brain floods with adrenaline, the rehearsed version is what comes out instead of the reactive version. This preparation matters even more in remote or asynchronous settings, where the absence of tone and body language makes accusations land harder and land longer. A written accusatory message sits in someone's inbox and festers. A written I statement, phrased with precision and care, can de-escalate before a meeting even begins. Unmet needs are frequently the root of team conflict, and naming those needs clearly in a message is often more powerful than any in-person exchange. The Say It Right Every Time framework built around clarity, openness, respect, and empathy applies directly here. Clarity about what you feel, openness to what the other person is carrying, respect in how you name the behavior, and empathy before you deliver the difficult part. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where this process breaks down, and what to do instead. The mistake. Embedding a judgment inside the I statement, I feel that you are responsible. Why it happens. The word feel creates a false sense that what follows is a genuine emotion, when it is actually a verdict. What to do instead. After I feel, use only an emotion word frustrated, hurt, overlooked, anxious. If you can replace I feel with I think and the sentence still works, it is not a feeling. It is an opinion. The mistake. Delivering the I statement in a tone that contradicts its content. Why it happens. You have constructed the right words, but your body is still running on adrenaline. The words say I feel concerned while your tone says I'm furious with you. What to do instead? Take the breath. Slow your delivery. A quiet, measured voice does more to de-escalate than any specific word choice. If you cannot manage the tone, wait. The mistake. Using the I statement as a preamble to a longer accusation. Why it happens. You start with the right structure and then add and frankly, you've been doing this for months and it is completely unacceptable. What to do instead? End the I statement at the impact. Stop. Do not add. The instinct to pile on is the reactive brain reasserting itself. Recognize it and resist it. The mistake. Expecting an immediate positive response. Why it happens. You have done the hard work of staying regulated and constructing a clean statement, and you expect that to be met with equal grace. What to do instead? Give the other person time to adjust. They may still be in a reactive state. Your I statement is a signal, not a magic switch. Stay with the process. A genuine apology and repair takes time, and so does rebuilding connection after a difficult exchange. Your I statement checklist for the next hard conversation. Use this before any conversation where you know the temperature is likely to rise. Number 1. Name your trigger. What specific behavior is most likely to derail you in this conversation? Write it down. Number 2. Identify your emotion. What is the actual feeling? One word. Not an interpretation. An emotion. Number 3. Write your I statement. I feel emotion when specific, observable behavior because impact on you. Number 4. Check for hidden accusations. Replace I feel with I think. If the sentence still works, rate it. You have not named an emotion. You have named a judgment. Number 5. Rehearse aloud. Say your I statement twice before the conversation. Not in your head. Out loud. Number 6. Set your pause intention. Commit to one breath before you respond to anything in the conversation. Number 7. Prepare your what I need statement. What would help me going forward is know this before you go in. Number 8. Plan your acknowledgement line. Have one ready. I hear that or that makes sense given what you are dealing with. Honest communication under pressure does not happen by accident. It happens because someone in the room chose to prepare rather than react. That someone can be you. This is a practice, not a performance. I want to be honest with you about something. I got this wrong for the first half of my working life. Not because I lacked the knowledge, but because I had not built the habit deep enough to survive actual conflict. The theory collapsed the moment someone said something that stung. What changed it for me was not reading more about communication. It was rehearsing specific sentences until they were ready before I needed them. The empathy and connection building that makes I statements land well is itself a skill built slowly, through practice and repair and more practice. You will not get this perfect the first time. You will stumble into an accusation when you meant to stay regulated, and then you will repair it. And then you will get a little better. That is the whole game. Start with the checklist above. Use it before the next difficult conversation. And trust the process to build on itself. I statements emotional control is not about sounding polished. It is about staying grounded enough to say what is true without turning it into a weapon. Frequently asked questions. What are I statements for emotional control in arguments? I statements are sentences that describe your own feelings and experience rather than blaming the other person. They help you maintain emotional control by keeping your language grounded in what you observe and feel, which reduces the other person's defensiveness and lowers the temperature of the argument. How do you write an I statement instead of an accusation? Start with a feel followed by an emotion, then describe the specific behavior you observed, and then name the impact it had on you. For example, I feel frustrated when the deadline changes at the last minute, because it puts me in an impossible position. Avoid embedding blame inside the emotion word. Why do I statements help with emotional control during conflict? Accusations trigger a fight-or-flight response in the other person, which escalates the argument and floods your own system with adrenaline. I statement slow that cycle down by removing the attack. When the other person does not feel attacked, they are less likely to counterattack, giving you both room to regulate. Can I statements work in high conflict or emotionally charged situations? Yes, but they require preparation. In high conflict situations, write your I statement before the conversation and rehearse it aloud. The goal is not to sound scripted, but to have the words ready so your brain does not revert to accusatory language when your emotions spike. What are the most common mistakes people make with I statements? The most common mistake is hiding an accusation inside an I statement, such as I feel that you're completely unreliable. That is not a feeling, it is a judgment. A genuine I statement names an emotion and connects it to specific, observable behavior, not a character assessment. How long does it take to make I statements a natural habit? Most people need 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate practice before I statements feel natural under pressure. The key is to rehearse them in low-stakes situations first, so the pattern is already in your muscle memory when a real conflict arises. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.